We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Let's jump in right away. We are the home of the Minnesota Timberwolves. They are back in action tonight. They're halfway through the season, exceeding expectations, no doubt about it, but still a team that's one game below 500. They are 20-21. They're in Memphis, playing the hottest team in the game right now, the Memphis Grizzlies. Pregame with Cal Soderquist and Alan Horton, 6:30. Excellent call from Alan starting at 7:10. Johnny Krasinski joins us. He chronicles this team better than anybody for The Athletic. I am holding in my hand, I even printed this, John, Wolves at midway point on NBA trade season, bench struggles and coming a long way, and parenthetically with a long way to go. Let's jump in on this part. What part of this first half season is the most tangible that is tied to who they really are, and if this group stays together, this will be a part of their team and an asset to this team over the next 2-3 years?
Yeah, Chad, I mean, I think that you have to say the defensive energy that they bring on a generally on a nightly basis outside of the New Orleans game just the other night has been the most, I think, surprising, because we're just not used to seeing Timberwolves teams play like this. But also, it's been the most sustainable through the first 40 games. I mean, they have nights where they hit a bunch of threes and the offense looks a little bit better. But in general, the offense has been disappointing, and it's the defense that has carried the day. But with the way that this group seems to play together, and really kind of grind possessions out defensively and are committed on that end, it seems like they are able to replicate that on a more regular basis. And that is, I think, the key to them going forward. They don't have to be necessarily top 10, top 5 in defense, but if they can just not be 28th or 29th, you have to think then that eventually some of the offensive struggles, which are starting to smooth out a little bit, are going to kind of go the other way. And then you have a really talented offensive group that is playing defense to a requisite level on a nightly basis. And that gives them a real chance.
I'm with you 100% on the biggest surprise, the defense. And in your story, you talk a lot of good numbers, right? 11th in defensive efficiency, 5th in steals, 6th in blocks, most points off turnovers, and no doubt, stealing Pat Beverly has played a part. The emergence of Jared Vanderbilt and his utility, his versatility. But let's talk about their big three, Russell, Towns, and Edwards. Individually and collectively, how much better are those three defensively, and how important have they been defensively, improving to where they are? Well, let's be honest. They were as bad as any team in the league defensively last year, with those three being the main core of the team.
Yeah, I think that's been the biggest key, because, of course, Pat Beverly and Vanderbilt, and you throw Jaden McDaniels in there as well, as like defensive-minded players are important. But when you look at the totality of Karl-Anthony Towns' stint in Minnesota, the 7 years, he has played with good defensive players before: Jimmy Butler, Taj Gibson, you know, KG, and Tayshaun Prince, and things like that. But the Wolves have always been bad defensively with him on the floor. And I do think that for them to be legitimately better defensively, they needed more than just to add good defensive role players. What they needed was Karl Anthony Towns to be more, pay more attention to detail, be more dedicated on that end. They needed D'Angelo Russell, who has been an abominable defensive player for most of his career, to become
yes.
now what he is, a good off-ball quarterback of the defense. And
yep.
and so you need your best player
shocking me.
To play defense. And so they've gotten their big three to do that, and that's made the bigger difference, I think, than Beverly and Vanderbilt have.
Yeah, you know me. I until this year, have not been a fan of D'Angelo's game. I really haven't.
Sure.
I just thought that there was so little effort defensively. I cannot stand the 25-foot shot, semi-contested shot clock at 19. Nobody under there. But I'd have to be sticking my head in the sand if I didn't say he really has improved in some of these areas. The dumb shots still happen. The numbers bear it out, as plus-minus numbers bear it out, as efficiency numbers bear it out. And so that leads me to part of what we talked about off-air yesterday, Gerson Rosas. Gerson Rosas was fired from this organization for decisions in his personal life that involved the business side in what was perceived as unprofessional behavior to people within the basketball side. Nobody reported this better than you. So that's all factual, right? But you look at what he did in hiring Finch, drafting Edwards, making the trade that brings Vanderbilt, drafting McDaniels, getting Jalen Noel, getting Naz Reid, the Beverly steal. John, that's a long list of positive accomplishments for Rosas.
100%. He absolutely deserves a lot of credit for a lot of the moves that he made to assemble this roster. And let's be fair and honest, like, there were times over the last maybe 6 months to a year where you saw some of these things being done and you're like, how does this fit together? What's mm-hmm. going on here? And I'll say it too. And if he were really honest, he didn't see Vanderbilt becoming what he is right now.
No
so you
yes.
get a little bit of luck there, but that's part of the game is to take a bunch of swings and hope that you connect. And they connected with Vanderbilt in a big way. They connected with Naz Reid in a big way as an undrafted guy. Jalen Noel as a second round guy. He is getting production from down the draft and into rookie free agency that this organization has never gotten. You look through from Tibbs to McHale to Flip to anyone, there has been, you get the KGs, you get the Edwardses, and at the top of the draft, and you have success there, the Ricky Rubios. But when you look at second round picks, when you look at late first rounders and free agents that way, I mean, Rosas did a wonderful job of constructing this roster and identifying talent. And getting the right people in here. And he deserves all of the credit for that. It's just like, that's, I think, Chad, why it's so maddening that he had the other issues that he did. Because this is their bet. He was performing as well as an executive in that position as any other Wolves executive that has come before him in a long, long time. And unfortunately,
exactly.
it was his own undoing that he's not here anymore.
He was about to be rewarded by the combination of Taylor, Rodriguez, and Loria with a long-term contract.
No
he
doubt.
He was going to be in a position if he wanted to take the big swing to do it. And I engaged in some emails the last 24 hours with the Wolves and our station too. Doug West is coming to town, right? And Doug West, second-round draft choice in the first draft, okay? Doug West might be their best second-round draft choice that wasn't just the Avs. People might say Peck, but it was a given that because the Wolves were dreadful, I know a shocker at that point, that because Peck wasn't coming for a few years, that no matter who ended up with the first pick in the second round, they were going to take him, right? So someone who later in the second round who was going to be a factor, Doug West played in the league for a long time. And this organization McKinney, McCloskey, and all the names you mentioned failed at these signings and these second-round picks. And Rosas, you just read a long list.
Yeah.
That's as much, if not more, than any of the other guys combined. And I think it's more than all the other guys combined.
I agree with you. And then you throw on top of that, Chad, the Beverly trade for Juancho, Hernan Gomez, and Jarrett Culver is quite literally, not hyperbole, one of the best deals in the league in several years. Like, for what this team needed, for what they gave up to players who were absolute dogs, and to get a vital contributor and a culture changer the way he's been, that's executive of the year type of a move. Now, I will still say, as good as D'Angelo has been, the Warriors still won that deal. Like, that is a miss. But no front office guy is going to go, 20 for 20. Like, you're going to have hits and misses. Rosas has had a lot of hits that the team is now benefiting from because of it.
And the gap on that trade isn't as large as it was, even with Wiggins playing as well, and we both like Kumango a lot, but because of Russell's improved play, the separation isn't as large as I think the two of us and others thought it might be. Hang on.
Yep.
I want to get to John. First of all, I got to find out if John's been called about the Vikings GM position. I have not been called. Maybe John has. But I want to talk about, would John make a big swing? Would he look at any of these players, obviously Towns and Edwards are separate, and say, whether it's Ben Simmons or somebody else who's prominent and might be on the market, but we don't know about it? Or would you say, listen, you're building something here. You're so young. There's a lot of cohesion on this team. Why change? And also, with what's going on with the requirements in Minneapolis, and it's still so hard for the Wolves to get people to attend their games starting next Wednesday, where you're going to have to show your vaccination or test, how much is this going to hurt the Wolves with attendance back at Target Center when the team is now intriguing? They're 500. But they're a cause to watch when many years you've written them off by now at this point. John Krasinski with The Athletic is back with us in moments on CCO. John Krasinski is with us from The Athletic, talking Wolves back in action tonight against Memphis. Yes or no, have you been called for the Vikings job as of now?
I can either confirm or deny those reports. If we have something to announce, we'll do that, Chad. So
thank you. Yes, your team. Your team will put out a release, maybe a video, maybe video of you walking to the interview process, putting your brand out there.
Yeah. It is one of those things that when they do hire me, you do want it to be a surprise. Like, you want it to be like, whoa, holy cow, this would be amazing. And just see everyone burn up the phone lines to buy season tickets and all of that. So that's the plan right now.
Yes, I will look forward to that, and I will look forward to just hammering you right away for mistakes you make.
I will absolutely deserve it in that job, for sure.
One more note. Will we hear from Zimmer or Spielman? I mean, does either one care to just address after they had such an impact on this organization for as long as they did?
I have to think eventually we will, especially from Spielman. I think that he felt a real connection to the community, to the team and all that, and it didn't work out in the end, but I think so. I imagine that Zimmer will as well. I think he has a couple of people that he is kind of closer with in the media, and will probably eventually open up, but from what talking to people around the organization, and the atmosphere down the stretch was pretty darn tense, so I would imagine he needs a little time to let the steam off and then maybe collect himself, and I would think we'll hear from him eventually as well.
Okay, people attending games. Minneapolis and St. Paul are not the first towns to have a vaccine mandate or to show that you have tested negative in the last 72 hours. But this is now a new policy. The Wolves are already battling their years of ineptitude. Mm-hmm. They're battling the perceived and reality of crime. They're battling the starts, and now the vaccine policy in Minneapolis. You know, one of our great friends is Jeff Mienicke. He is brilliant at what he does. He's in charge of fan relations. He's as good as anybody at what he does on planet Earth. But I can only imagine the amount of frustration from some people who are saying, you're trying to get me to come, and I know I have to go through extra hoops to do this. What, when they're battling this, do you ever feel how much more this might hurt them, or is it hard just to project because we just haven't seen it yet?
Yeah, it is a little hard to project, Chad, because I do think that if you look at the numbers nationally, the Twin Cities vaccination rate is, I think, pretty favorable compared to a lot of other markets. And so you would, I guess, hope that maybe the Twin Cities aren't as challenged as others would be. The bottom line, though, is, and you hit on it, like when you have a product like the Timberwolves have that has struggled for so long, when they've had so many issues with getting people in the door, just because they've had teams that you can't sell, now you finally have a team that I think is pretty exciting to watch, that fans are slowly coming around to. Let's say that they win against Memphis tonight. Let's say that they beat the Warriors on Sunday at home. Like, there could be some real momentum and excitement that builds for people to want to come to watch them. But the last thing you want to do is make them jump through any hoops. You want it to be as easy as possible to get in the door. And that is not the case with this. And for very reasonable and understandable health reasons that they're doing this, but I can't imagine that it won't be affected at least a little bit in terms of people who just say, nope, That's not me. I'm not going to get vaccinated. I'm not going to go do a test within 72 hours to do this, and I'm just going to stay and watch from home.
Okay, let's talk and finish on this debate of staying with this young core. This is a young athletic team. Beverly is the one atypical player, but everybody else is mid-20s and under. And a very strong argument can be made, hey, they're building something. And the West isn't as loaded as it once was. You could also build this together, wait a couple years and see a couple more teams get just a little bit older, and you stay on the ascension and you time this. And I understand that. We talk about this a lot. I'm always of the mindset, do you have a group that when they get to their peak, can they play late May, June basketball? Can they get to the third round? Can they get to the conference championship and potentially the finals, right? And that's a narrow group. And I'll admit I'm skewed because that run of the KG, Flip, McHale teams won and out 7 years in a row. Good teams, 46 to 52 win teams, but every year they lost to better teams. Simmons is the obvious name. There will be a couple other names out there that right now we don't know about. And the same dilemma or opportunity might be out there again next year. How intrigued are you? And what's realistic for you to say, outside of Edwards and Towns, take your pick. We're still going to be somewhat reasonable about how many assets you're going to take, but to try to take another big swing with a risk and add another upper-level talent where you would lose tangible assets who have helped this team so far?
Yeah, I think that, look, this team has been fun to watch. They have, I think, outperformed what we'd have expected them, especially given all of the absences they've had for COVID and all that. And so you're excited because they have good chemistry and they're playing together and they're winning some games. And so part of you says, hey, just ride it out. But I do think that if you are a sober observer of this team, you understand that they are not a team as currently constructed that's ready to win multiple playoff series. And so they need help if they want to do that. So to me, like, where you would take the big swing and where it would make sense to take it is if it is someone like Simmons, if it is a younger mid-20s player who is under contract for several more years that you can grow with. What I would not do is sacrifice a bunch of picks and young players, whether it's Vanderbilt or McDaniels or someone like that for like a very short stopgap win now type of a player, whether it's a, you know, a veteran who only has one more year left on his deal, something like that. That's where I'd be careful. But if they have an opportunity to add quality talent that can be with Edwards and Towns and be a factor for a while, the door is open in the West. And so I would absolutely explore that for sure.
Always enjoy it. Keep getting healthy, and we'll talk soon.
Great to be back, guys. Thanks a lot.
Johnny Krasinski. Must follow on Twitter, and also great job, as always, on the Wolves. My man Dermot Kelly, owner of O'Donovan's, ran 7 this summer, has owned multiple restaurants in this town. O'Donovan's, downtown Minneapolis, right across the street from Target Center. Dermot's thoughts, Adam's back in the mix on this conversation. What Dermot and other restaurant owners think about what's taking place in the city of Minneapolis. That comes up in minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.